This episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/accidental, and the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium Membership. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including the brand new book, The Motivation Code, which releases tomorrow. Tomorrow, as this episode is released, The Motivation Code launches into the world. This is a book I've been working on for years and years and years. And fortunately, I've been able to partner with some phenomenal people on writing this book. People have been doing this research for decades, literally. The book is based upon over 50 years of research into over 1 million achievement stories that have distilled 27 themes of true motivation, 27 unique ways in which we are driven to seek fulfillment, to accomplish work, and to engage with the world around us. And so on today's episode, I want to share with you a few of the myths that we have about how motivation works. I think sometimes we carry these myths with us, and it actually prevents us from engaging fully and freely and deeply in our life and our work. So I want to talk about those myths of motivation and how we can begin to move beyond them. And I'm going to read to you actually from one of the sections of my book, The Motivation Code. Before we dive into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors. It's Skillshare. So Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. You can explore new skills, you can deepen existing passions, and you can get lost in creativity. Listen, Skillshare offers classes designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. These lessons can help you stay inspired, express yourself, and introduce you to a community of millions. So a couple of Skillshare classes that I think are very fascinating. One is called Creative Writing, Crafting Personal Essays with Impact by Roxane Gay. So maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe you want to sharpen your creative writing skill set. Well, Skillshare will help you do that. Another one that's fascinating is Powerful Storytelling Today, Strategies for Crafting Great Content by Soledad O'Brien. So I'm sure most of you know Soledad O'Brien. She's had a phenomenal career in journalism, and now she's got a class about how to tell effective and powerful stories. So if you want to learn how to do that, we all have to be good storytellers, then Skillshare is going to help you learn the skills to do that. Skillshare offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. And they have classes to fit your schedule and your skill level. Most classes are under 60 minutes with short lessons to fit any schedule. You can do it on your time. So explore your creativity at skillshare.com/accidental, and the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium Membership. Again, receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Be one of the first 1,000 to sign up at skillshare.com/accidental. Again, that's skillshare.com/accidental. And we thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, so when we think about motivation, and frankly, even when I first became acquainted with this work 4 years ago about motivation code, you know, I tended to have some, you know, even somebody who's kind of steeped in research, I write books, I read a lot, obviously, I'm reading a lot of studies, you know, I kind of have some presuppositions about what motivation is. And when I hear motivation, sometimes I think about like motivational speakers, like, you know, the Chris Farley character on Saturday Night Live, you know, living in a van down by the river, that kind of thing. I think there are all kinds of misunderstandings of what we talk about when we talk about motivation. And as I delved deeper into this research and had the opportunity to work with some phenomenal co-authors on this book, Rod Penner, Dr. Todd Hall, and Dr. Joshua Miller, what I learned is that some of these misunderstandings about motivation can actually impede our ability to bring our full self to what we do every day. So I want to share with you a section of the book that's called Misunderstandings About Motivation. It's very early in the book. Before we dive into motivational themes and unpacking your motivation code and all of that, I wanted to kind of get some of the misunderstandings about motivation out of the way. So I want to share with you this section and see if any of this resonates with you, because we really have to dispel these myths, these misunderstandings, before we can fully understand what it is that truly drives us. So the first misunderstanding about motivation is that motivation is just about diligence or laziness. So when we say someone isn't motivated, it's often code for that person is lazy, right? But that's not necessarily true. Though we all have moments of laziness or times when we're simply too worn out to be engaged, it may likely be because some activities require us to operate outside of what naturally drives us, or what we have come to call your motivation code. And therefore, those activities are just naturally more draining. So it's harder to get geared up for those activities. For example, some of us would gladly work on a novel during our nights and weekends off, or create a website to promote a charity drive, or volunteer to organize the office holiday party year after year. But the idea of sitting through one more quarterly strategy meeting just makes us want to curl up in the fetal position, right? It's not that we're lazy or we're unwilling. It's just that some work is more energy draining than energy giving. We'll do it, of course, but we're not motivated to do it. We do it in spite of the fact we don't feel motivated to do it. It's because of where we get our motivational energy. Some tasks naturally align with where we get our motivational energy, and some tasks don't, which is why once we understand our motivation code, we understand what it is that really drives us, we can begin to bring that to what we do instead of waiting for what we do to motivate us. It's a completely different way of thinking about motivation, especially when it comes to work. All right. So that's the first misunderstanding about motivation, is motivation is just about diligence or laziness. The second one is this: motivation is just about enjoying tasks. So most of us have to do things we don't want to do in order to achieve our objectives. Of course, right? It's why it's called work. However, those who are operating within their motivation code can find greater meaning and gratification in doing even tasks they don't necessarily enjoy. Think about that. You can learn to find gratification and satisfaction in doing things that you don't even enjoy once you understand what it is that truly drives you and where you get your motivational energy. So, for example, filing paperwork is probably not on many people's list of enjoyable activities. It's not something I love to do, right? However, for the person motivated to organize, the act of sequencing files and finding new ways of ordering information can be deeply gratifying. Similarly, for the person motivated by challenges, like I am, that's one of my top themes, is meet the challenge, the bigger the better. Cranking through as many files as possible can leave them craving an even loftier mountain to climb. So for me, if I have to file and I treat it like a challenge, suddenly it becomes engaging to me in some capacity. Each person finds the work gratifying, but for very different reasons. So it's not about the task, it's about how you approach the task once you understand what it is that drives you. Once you understand how, you can learn to activate your motivation code throughout the day, even for tasks that don't seem terribly exciting. So think about those tasks that you dread in your work. What if you could turn those into something that actually gave you energy instead of completely draining you of energy? Well, that's what we articulate how to do in this book, is how to bring your natural motivation to what you do. Now, does that mean you're going to love everything you do? No, of course not, right? We all have tasks we have to do, but we can learn to bring our motivation to our tasks instead of waiting for our tasks to motivate us, right? So that's the second myth, is that motivation is just about enjoying tasks. The third myth is this: motivation just naturally comes with the perfect job. So many people jump from job to job throughout their career looking for the perfect fit that will fulfill them. But the truth is, chasing the perfect job is a fool's errand. All jobs have grueling elements, and if you leave a job the moment it becomes uninteresting or boring, you may never develop the expertise necessary to reach a level of true and lasting proficiency. However, understanding your motivation code can help you identify the kinds of environments in which you are more likely to thrive and those that might unnecessarily drain you. So think, for example, of somebody who's really driven to collaborate. That's one of their top motivational themes, is collaborate. And consider the fact that maybe the job that they're vying for, even though it's going to pay a lot more, and even though maybe it's going to offer them more prestige, at the end of the day, they're going to spend more time in a cubicle crunching numbers, or more time in a cubicle working on strategy away from other people. If one of their top motivational themes is collaborate, then even though that job is maybe going to be a job that's going to give them a better lifestyle, or it's going to give them more visibility in their industry, it might completely suck them dry of energy because it's not giving them the opportunity to operate within their sweet spot. Now, here's where this becomes interesting, because once you understand that collaborate is one of your top themes, you can begin seeking out ways to collaborate. You can begin seeking out ways to join a team of people who are doing work that matters or doing work that aligns with your values. Even if you're in a job that doesn't allow you that necessarily, and by the way, you may choose, hey, I don't think I should take that job because that job doesn't align with one of my top themes, which is collaborate. But let's say that you do. You can still find ways of collaborating with others, of being on teams with other people. Maybe it's outside of your job. Maybe you join a nonprofit to volunteer so you can be a part of team efforts. You know, maybe even in your job, maybe you strategically plan times to be together with other people to work on things together because collaboration and being together and working on a team effort is so important to you. So again, once you begin to understand this, you can spot patterns in your life where maybe you felt like you were going through a real funk, or maybe you felt like you were simply drained. You weren't energized. You couldn't get the motivational energy necessary to do the work that you were tasked with doing. And you can begin to see those patterns play out in your life in really profound and practical ways so that you can avoid those pitfalls in the future, whether that's choosing a job, whether that's choosing how you bring yourself to your task, whatever it is, you can begin to bring more of what it is that drives you to what you do every day and structure your life and your work so that you're more consistently operating within your motivation code. Listen, according to Gallup's 2017 State of the American Workplace Report, a mere 33% of employees are engaged at work. Two-thirds are actively disengaged workers. That's absolutely incredible. And 21% of employees strongly agree that their performance is managed in a way that motivates them to do outstanding work. 21%, one out of five people believe they're being motivated in a way that drives their best work. That is simply and purely unacceptable. So we have to dispel with these myths of motivation. You know, the myth that somehow the perfect job is out there. There is no perfect job for you. Listen, I write books for a living and I don't like to write. On paper, my job makes no sense that I would spend my time writing. But you know what? I'm driven by a theme called make an impact. And I love the impact that my work has and the tangible impact I can see through the act of writing. Even though I don't like to write, I love the impact of my work. And so when I'm sitting down to write, there are a couple of things I have to do. I have to remind myself of the impact this work is going to have. Number two, my number two theme is meet the challenge. I have to find ways of making my work challenging. So what I'll typically do is I'll say, I'm going to write 500 words before 9:30 this morning. That's the way I challenge myself because I don't love to write. So I have to find ways of challenging myself. And then my number three motivation is influence behavior. And I know that if I write effectively, I'm going to influence the behavior of the people who read my work. When I'm creating a podcast, if I communicate clearly, I'm going to influence the behavior of the people who are listening to the podcast, listening to the show. So as I have those three themes interacting with one another in my life and modifying one another, I can learn to better bring those motivations to what I do instead of waiting for my work, for my tasks to motivate me. I want you to have that same understanding. I want you to understand the deeper patterns in your life, maybe that you've never considered before, maybe the things in your life that you have experienced, you suspected, things that maybe have been recurring themes in your life over and over, maybe reasons you've struggled in your job, maybe areas of conflict you've had with peers, and you've never been able to put a finger on why that happens. So much of that is related to where you get your natural motivational energy, what it is that truly drives you. I want you to have that same understanding. So I encourage you, friends, listen, you know me, I've written five books now in 10 years. I've released five books in 10 years. And usually when a book comes out, I'll say, hey, I've got a book out. You should read it. I think it'll help you. I'm very serious about this book, that I really believe this book has the ability, the knowledge that's in this book has the ability to truly impact the arc of your life and your work for the better in a major and significant way. I know it has for me over the last 4 years. I've been working on this material since I became acquainted with it. So again, it's called The Motivation Code. It's available now or maybe tomorrow, depending if you're listening to this right away, but it's available now wherever books are sold. I encourage you to grab a copy of it or just go to motivationcode.com if you want to learn more about the book and all the work that went into it. Friends, don't wait for your work to motivate you. Bring your motivation to your work. When you do, it will completely change the game. I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com. It's my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.